USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is unleashing a legal assault on sanctuary jurisdictions across the country, filing a new round of civil lawsuits asking judges to overturn the policies and warning city and state officials they could soon face criminal charges of harboring illegal aliens if they don't rescind their policies. One of the new lawsuits targets California, which has effectively banned most ICE detention facilities. President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in New Hampshire. Now people have been lining up for the last 24 hours just to get a seat in to see the president. Now before leaving, the president in Washington, D.C. unveils his new budget and says,
"We're putting out a plan today that over a period of not that long a period of time brings our budget and our deficit down to what it should be, which is close to zero."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Two New York City police officers are recovering after they were shot over the weekend by the same suspect at two different locations. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The nation's top law enforcement official is expressing outrage about it.
I'd just like to express my outrage at the attempted assassination of two New York City police officers.
That's Attorney General Bill Barr speaking Monday morning.
I have the full support of this administration.
One officer was shot in the chin and back and was later released from a hospital 12 hours later. Officers say the same gunman walked into a precinct headquarters in the Bronx and started shooting, striking a lieutenant in the arm. Police say he then put the gun on the ground and explained that he liked to shoot police.
Fewer people are talking about the Oscars today. The awards show hit an all-time low last night, only pulling in 23.6 million viewers. Compare that to last year's nearly 30 million. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Four Chinese military hackers are being indicted in connection with a major cybercrime in the United States.
This was one of the largest data breaches in history. It came to light in the summer of 2017 when Equifax announced the theft.
Attorney General Bill Barr telling reporters that the scale of the crime was staggering. He calls it a deliberate and sweeping intrusion into the private information of the American people.
But invaded the privacy of many millions of Americans and imposed substantial costs and burdens on them.
The hack compromised the personal data of nearly 150 million Americans. Turning to entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a look at the top movies at the box office this weekend.
There's a new number one at the box office this weekend.
It all started when the Joker and I broke up. It was completely mutual.
Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn is the number one movie. It brought in $33 million. Number two, Bad Boys for Life with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, bringing in $12 million. Number three, 1917, bringing in $9 million. Doolittle with Robert Downey Jr. and Antonio Banderas is at number four with $6.7 million. And number five, Jumanji The Next Level, bringing in $5 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.